the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Country where only the brave could survive. But in all the new territory, no one could match the strength and courage of the masked rider of the plains. It was he more than any other man who brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of outlaws! There's going to be trouble!
Shortly after the Civil War, that a wagon train stopped for the night in the hollow near Traveler's Spring. The forest rose on all sides, and although the leaders knew it was dangerous not to camp in the open, two dry camps on the previous night had forced them to take the chance. At 12 o'clock, all was quiet in the hollow, when suddenly a little girl began to sing. In the forest, less than 100 yards from the wagon, two men crouched at the foot of a great pine.
You hear that?
Yeah. There's women and children in the trees.
We shouldn't be here.
But we are. No, you're talking about it now.
Hanging out with outlaws. Renegades are joining up with the Indians to attack our own people.
We got no call to be proud anymore. Our homes are burned. Our money's gone. You want Francis Blake of Whiteacre's haul out here? Randolph Oakland don't mean a thing in this country.
My father used to say that honor was the dearest possession a man could have.
So did mine. He's dead now, and his son still likes to eat. That's why we're here. You know it, Frank. We were hungry.
Mr. Scott, time she was asleep.
I hope she never wakes up. We don't. First the Indians, and then us. The orders are not to leave anyone alive.
It isn't too late. We could run down through the trees and warn them.
They don't have a chance, and we'd get shot in the back for trying it.
We'd save our self-respect.
You're only 20, Frank. You want to die yet?
I... No.
Neither do I.
But I can't go through with it either. I can't shoot women and children in cold blood.
Quiet. Larkin's later.
I don't care now.
Quiet. Listen to me. Look. That kid singing. It got me too. We won't fire a shot.
But afterwards...
There won't be any afterwards for us. As soon as the fighting starts, we'll cut back to our horses right away.
Turn our backs, and there's nothing we can do to help those immigrants.
You have to make yourself admitted, Frank. But
at least it won't be our bullets that kill them.
The Indians.
All right, boys!
Come on, Frank. They'll all be wiped out. Don't look. Do I have to strike?
No. I've seen enough. But I'll never forget as long as I live.
a settled rancher with a wife and family. It was on the evening of Bob Blake's 21st birthday that Randy Oakman led a wagon train into Meadville, the nearest town, and rode out to the ranch. The two old friends made a tour of the place after supper, and as they headed back to the corral, their thoughts returned to the past.
Have you ever been able to forget it, Randy?
Forget what?
That night at Tavern Springs.
Oh, I don't recall much about it.
You do?
I've been in too many Indian fights.
They're all mixed up in my mind. That was the only time you were on the wrong side. You've led 100 wagon trains across the plains since then.
Anyway, 100.
Maybe that's why you don't remember. You sort of made up for it.
We didn't do anything strange.
We ran away, didn't we? We ran away all right, but not soon enough. I can still see those Indians crowding down on the wagons, and I can still hear that little girl singing.
You've got enough troubles right here in this range for that far on from the pass.
I know it.
You know, if you don't get some rain pretty soon, your creek's going to dry up to nothing.
I need a cloud burst.
Have you figured ahead at all?
Sure. If we don't get rain, I'm going to have to sell my stock or whatever it'll bring and move someplace else.
Anywhere.
Maybe that valley where you're heading now.
You could do worse. Well, I'm serious.
It's only a question of days before I'll have to get rid of the cattle. You'll be in Meadville for a week.
Now, who can tell?
Maybe we'll be traveling with you when you go.
I don't wish any hard luck, partner, but that'd suit me fine. There's Mary on the front porch.
Hiya, honey.
She's a nice kid.
As nice as they come.
The boy isn't so bad, either.
No, Bob's all right.
Just all right.
He reminds me of you and me 25 years ago.
He won't have to go through what we went through.
Oh, I guess every father hopes that for his boy.
Why should he?
That's a hard question. Bob's 21, though. You know, I think he feels he's sort of tied down on the ranch.
If he's discouraged, it's only the drought. You don't like it any more than I do.
It's a drought, all right. Home always seems kind of dry to a 21-year-old. I wouldn't be surprised if he kicked over the traces,
Bob.
That's who we were talking about, wasn't it?
Mary, stop that!
What's the matter with you?
Stop it, Mary!
Have you gone loco?
That's what the other little girl was saying. I don't want you to ever sing that song again.
Bob singer.
Well, that's
just... Because he's older?
Yes. Because he's older.
Well, it
hurt
me in a couple of weeks.
Perhaps,
Frank.
Let me try
out of
what is it, Em?
Well, you wouldn't mind staying out here with Mary. It won't be long.
Stay as long as you want. Mary is my best girl.
Oh, my best girl, too.
What is it, Em?
He's going out the back way. He's gone without even saying goodbye.
You mean Bob would have gone to town?
No, I don't. I mean, away for good. He's in here. Talk to himself. I can't think of anything to tell him.
But where? What's got into him?
Nothing's got into him, Paul.
But something must have.
I want to be on my own, that's all. You had a chance to be when you were young. Why can't I?
I didn't ask for that chance. I didn't want it.
Well, did you a lot of good anyway.
How do you know anything about that?
Well, must have.
You're wrong. I can't tell you how wrong.
And let me find out for myself, but there's no chance to it.
You're tired of me, Bill. I can understand that. You're right about it, too. We might as well face facts and sell out.
We could pack our things and go west with Andy, too.
I've been thinking about it, Em. It could be managed.
You hear Randy talk. Pleasant Valley's a wonderful place, Bob.
Wonderful for you two, maybe, but not for me. Wherever I go, I've got to go alone. Oh, it's hard to explain, but I've got to. That's why I didn't even want to say goodbye. It won't be forever, you know. I'll come back.
We may not be here.
I'll find you, wherever you are.
Maybe.
Yeah. Your father's always hoped that you'd work by his side, Bob. And then after he was gone, he'd carry on.
Hey, plenty of time for that later on. Now, won't you just let me kiss you and say goodbye, Mom?
Yeah. If that's the way you want it, son.
I do.
Bye.
God bless you.
Well, here's $100.
I want any money. I've got it alone. Whatever I need, I'll earn for myself. Yes, they can.
Do a thing, Bob.
Bye.
It's all right, Em. You'll travel west, so will we.
You've made up your mind?
Yes. There'll be more chance to keep in track of him out there.
I still say. Thanks, Frank. Thanks. I'll have a lot of packing to do in the next few days.
We'll both be busy.
That ought to help us a lot.
Eagle Point. They had just finished their evening meal when the noise of a horse crashing through the underbrush brought them both to their feet.
Somebody ride this way?
Yes, fellow.
There's plenty of outlaw around here.
They don't ride straight for a campfire. He won't hear our guns.
It's Boy.
Howdy.
Welcome.
You're Matt. That's Indian with you.
You have nothing to be afraid of. Won't you have something to eat?
No, thanks. I just did too.
But we can have a little while. I'll get them. Put a blanket over those spruce boughs.
Plenty of weeds for that.
The idea.
Hungry, maybe.
There. What do you think, Timothy?
I do not know.
I'm afraid he's almost done for.
Bad.
We can leave him here and ride up to the point as we planned.
Maybe it's the outlaw camp.
Yes, there. Yeah, somewhere around. Come on, Silver.
Get him up the top.
See, Toto? It looks like smoke.
Ah, that camp.
I wonder if it's Mike Ward.
Him crossed border months ago. Come this way.
We've got to get close and find out how many men there are.
Why him make camp here?
Well, there's a wagon tail to the south. He may be planning a holdup.
Well, that's bad. No soldier around here.
Most of the trains can protect themselves if they have any warning.
You ride to camp now?
Oh, wait.
What do you see?
That's close this side of the camp. Over there, they're heading up the trail.
Top of him.
His horse. From here, it looks just like the one this boy was riding last night.
It's the same one.
It's the boy, too. He must have wakened just after we left. Saddled his horse and rode away.
And why him do that?
He thought we were outlaws.
Well, him go straight into outlaw camp.
We'd be lucky if they don't shoot him on sight. We've got to do what we can to help him. Come on, do
let him up, scout.
You want a job, this kid?
Yeah.
What kind of a job do you think you'll find here?
Well, anything's all right. As long as it's honest. I saw the smoke from the campfire and... Well, I thought I'd take a chance.
You sure did.
Look at us. Just like your
food.
Well,
we won't have any more visitors today.
Let me just tell. Stay there.
What is this
camp? Well, we're trappers, son. This is the off-season. We just came a little fall.
Oh. I guess you wouldn't have a roof for me.
We can tell about that. There might be a few odd jobs around you could handle.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll see. You're husky enough. You have a gun.
Well, that's bad. I'm better with a rifle.
Yeah. Well, stick around. What's the up to over there? Give me some grub.
Oh, that was zombies coming up the trail.
You know them?
No. One of them is wearing a mask and the other is an Indian.
I know them. They're outlaws. I stayed in their camp last night.
Outlaws? A masked man and an Indian?
Yeah. And the masked man's got a big white horse. He couldn't miss it if it came on.
That's right.
Yeah. You'd have expected a visit from those two.
Are they all right?
You know, get all the boys together and start pouring lead down that trail. The one that picks out the masked man gets $100.
You hear that, man? Over to the head of the trail and open fire. The one who picks off the masked man gets $100.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Saw young Bob Blake ride into the outlaws' camp. They rode after him, but a hail of bullets drove them off, and they were forced to return to their own camp.
Oh, Jim,
It belongs to Boy?
Yes. Bob Blake on his 21st birthday from Randy Oakman.
Randy Oakman? Him scout?
One of the best. Bob Blake is a friend of his. We'll do everything we can for him.
I'm not a fool, Ward.
What, kid?
You couldn't expect me to stay around here for a whole day and find out you were a crook.
Wait, what is...
What about it?
You aren't going to find any honest hombres around this country.
Well, maybe the masked man might have. You are them shot.
He works things from a different angle than me. We don't like each other, that's all. You can choose between us if you want to.
I'm not a crook.
But you do better to stick with us. There's more of us, for one thing. It's no trick for us to stop a wagon train and relieve the immigrants of the gold. It runs into money.
No thanks.
You leave this?
Can I?
Sure. Where are you going?
I don't care.
Got anything to eat on the way?
Oh, so yesterday I hadn't eaten for 3 days. Guess I can go hungry again.
That ain't good for a kid your age. Suit yourself. Now, I used to go hungry. It's worse when your mind is awful clear and all you can feel is the pain that keeps shooting through you. Is it like that with you?
Yeah.
You can have it. And sometimes you feel yourself gone. And you're glad. But you wake up again, it's even worse. You want to die and you can.
You
get a job here if you want it. Plenty of fiddles.
Oh. When you hold up a wagon train, you ever kill anybody?
Not if we can help it. No sense to that.
Well,
look. You sleep on it, kid. Roll up in your blankets and give me your answer in the morning.
Yeah.
I will.
You wake up.
Huh?
Not that sound.
The Indian.
You follow me. And show how you get out of camp.
No. The masked man sent you.
That's right. I got to give you this. Here.
Oh, what is it? My watch. He's gone. I wonder.
Well,
Joe, I spotted a wagon train. We'll be camping on the spring tonight.
Bob, round up the boys. Tell them we got work ahead of us.
Tonight?
Tonight, yeah. Hurry up.
Yeah, I'll get him.
You trust that kid?
I like the way he handles the rifle. And after this job, you'll be able to trust him.
That's right.
You didn't see anything of the masked man around, did you?
Not a sign. Don't think I wasn't looking. And I'd still like to collect that $100.
That'd make it $1,000. But I'm glad he's out of the way. Come on. How many wagons? How many men?
I think it's Randy Oakman that's needing them.
It's about time we cooked his goose.
That's what I say. There's only 10 wagons, and I'd say about a dozen men.
All right. Get those wagons in a circle all around the spring. That's it. Keep moving.
Nice spot for a camp.
I wish it was more open. Best spot in miles, though. Good water.
Fine.
They call it Traveler's Spring.
That isn't funny. Traveler's Spring is back in Kansas.
There's about 100 Traveler's Springs out here. Hey, are you thinking about...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Well, there's no Indians in this country.
Outlaws?
Well, most likely. He used to be a tough hombre called Ward, but he's in Mexico now.
Oh, don't worry so much, Frank. I've got my wife and daughter to think of.
Pop, I'm 13 years old today.
You told us that first thing this morning, young lady. What do you want, another present?
Not from you, Addie, but I want another from Pa.
From me? Well, what do you mean?
Is 13 old enough to sing Old Susanna?
Sure it is.
Travel this spring. Oh,
if you don't tell the kid yes, I'll give your brain up for good.
Go ahead, Mary.
Thank you. I came to Alabama.
Randy, go for your gun. To us, there's a masked man riding this way. The sun's full on his face.
Put that six-shooter back in your holster.
Can't you see him?
Give me that gun.
There's an Indian with him.
That's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Hi.
Hello, Randy.
Is Glad to see you're in charge of this wagon train.
What's up?
Mike Ward is camped just below Eagle Point. I think you're in for an attack.
Thanks for warning us. We'll be ready for the coyotes.
I have a plan, Randy. If we work together, we might be able to capture the gang instead of driving them off.
Sure thing.
Don't forget there's women and children in this train.
They won't be in danger.
This is Frank Blake, masked man. He's my second in command.
Did you say Blake? That's right. You have a son called Bob?
You've heard of him?
Yes, he stopped at our camp about a week ago.
Is he all right?
He must have had a hard time of it, but he's all right now, in a way.
What do you mean by that?
He's joined Ward's gang.
I'm not Bob.
Don't judge him too harshly. He was all alone out here, and he thought I was an outlaw, too. The boy was hungry.
Hungry? Remember, Randy? We're going back 25 years.
Bob won't be with him when they attack him.
He might be.
He won't be. You can talk with him first.
How could I do that?
My plan would give you a chance.
Then I'm all for it. To save Bob from what I've gone through, I'd give my life.
Leave your horse here, Bob.
I see the wagon through the trees.
It's down the hill and take cover behind that big pine.
Yeah.
You're the forest to the left. I'll be over there about the city. When you hear three shots, open fire and close in.
I don't have to shoot to kill, do I?
Just shoot to keep from being killed.
Huh?
You get the idea. Get up there.
Promise me a chance to talk with Bob before we open fire.
Is he with the other Tonto?
No. His horse over there. Him wait by big pine. Be sure you'll go slow, not make noise.
But don't take too long, masked man.
We'll be back in 15 minutes. Come on, Blake.
There were 12 men. I don't see any. Of course, it's hard to tell just by the campfire. But somehow those wagons look awful familiar. What if it was Randy's train?
No sense.
That sounds like Mary. It could be his train, and Paul and Mom and Mary could have come along with him. Oh, no. I'll check my gun. But you can't take a chance, you fool. You've got to get down there and warn him. If you do, Ward will shoot you. Down the hill.
There's been no signal.
That was Mary singing. I could hear, so could he. He's going down the wall on the wagon train.
I'll shoot him.
I'm going.
You stay here. I'll stop him.
Thank him, but he must know we're grateful.
I bet he's still watching out for us.
I bet he is, too.
This is the time of day I like best. When we're just starting out in the morning. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. You can see, Bob.
All right.
Do you, Mom?
Of course.
Will you, Pa?
Why, I don't mind if I do. That's a right pretty song.
All together, then.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm on the Louisiana with a banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm on the Louisiana with a banjo on my knee.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.